This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. This month in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, strange lights flash in the dark at night. We're not talking about UFOs here, but a phenomenon of the insect world. For 2 weeks every year, swarms of fireflies gather and flash in unison. Why? Nancy Gray, spokeswoman for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, joins us now to answer that question and more. Welcome, Nancy.
Yes, thank you.
So I've seen fireflies. I've never seen them flash in unison. What's going on with that?
Well, the annual lighting display of the synchronous firefly beetles in the park in June has become so popular, we have begun to manage the activity.
Not of the fireflies, I hope.
No, the people.
Okay, good.
It's become so congested in this one particular area that's very accessible that over the years people have heard about. And it's quite fascinating, actually. It's a lot different of a type of flashing that occurs in the more common fireflies. Actually, synchronous fireflies are one of 14 species that occur in the park, and they are the only species in the country that have a synchrony behavior, where their flashing lights are all at once and in unison, and then it goes dark. And they have an interval of darkness between each flash, and at times they'll flash in waves, like from the left side of an area to the right and from the top to the bottom. So it's pretty exciting.
How rare are these bugs, and are they only up in the mountains?
Well, over the years, we recognized that these fireflies existed here in the park around 1993, and there was a professor from Georgia Southern who's been studying the fireflies and thought they only occurred in Asia and was very excited to hear that they were actually in the park. But since the publicity has been so widespread, we have now reports that not only do they flash and exist in this Elkmont area, which is in the Tennessee side of the park, but they also, we have learned that they exist in other areas in the park as well as outside of the park, but they are still uncommon.
And is this is the flashing gender specific? Do only the males or only the females light up? Or
that's right. Actually, in the natural world, it's actually a mating ritual.
Yeah.
Where the light patterns are part of the adult mating display. And each species of firefly has a characteristic flash pattern that helps its male and female individuals recognize each other. We're not quite sure what the synchrony does for this activity. We believe maybe it's because of competition between males. They all want to be the first to flash. Or perhaps if the males flash together, they have a better chance of being noticed, and the females can make a better comparison.
Well, that seems kind of confusing for the female, though.
Well, you think, but we really, you know, don't have an answer. And I guess the as I mentioned, this one professor has been studying them over the years, and this is the question that he's trying to answer.
All right, so we know more about people. Now, how are you going to manage them and get them up and down to see these things?
Well, because that it's become so popular, and this particular area where they exist is along one of the trails. So we have trailhead parking, which that area accommodates about 60 vehicles. And what we're finding from last year, we began having volunteers staged at the area to help people. And what we're finding was at least 300 to 400 cars. So we're beginning to work with our city of Gatlinburg, right outside of this area, to help us with transportation. We have extended a trolley service and have asked them to provide transportation in the evening that will help us carry people from designated areas to the site.
And any idea, any thought that these the folks might be actually interfering with the fireflies?
Well, there is some thought to that. And then one of the things also we're doing is passing out blue and red cellophane and rubber bands free to cover flashlights in hopes that this would help, you know, minimize the light, but also so that it doesn't deter from the experience.
You know, sure.
With that many people, for one night, there may be a peak number of people of 2,000.
Yeah.
And with that many flashlights, you know, it really does take away from the experience.
Yeah, I guess it does. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Nancy Gray is a spokeswoman for the Great Smoky Mountain National Park.